The message of grace says that Jesus has done it all, so think higher of yourself.
Yes.
Think more of yourself. And I can do it now because he's living for me now.
Wow.
So it's not just I'm living for him. He's living for me. He's chosen to live for me.
That's beautiful.
Jesus.
That's powerful, man.
Welcome to the Gregory Digout Podcast.
Kref, we were just talking earlier about how the soul is the place of activity. That's the place where God actively infuses his grace in our lives. And you called it something like the seat of the center. Tell us what you were talking about.
Your soul is the seat of your life.
Yeah.
Because no matter what we learn about where grace is concerned, the soul is what's going to process it into our lives.
Right.
So, you know, you were preaching last night about how God values our soul,
mm-hmm.
and our personality. Mm-hmm. And we need to value our soul and our personality. And I even think that a person's, when you look at how you see yourself, when you begin to value who you are, your self-image will a lot of times determine who you attract in your life.
Yeah,
and
so true.
Yeah, I can't do anything about being 6'8". It's just not ever gonna happen. Of course, I'd love to be 6'8", but it's never gonna happen. But I'm okay with who I am. And when you bought that revelation out about the importance of valuing your soul, I asked myself, I said, how would I rate my self-esteem?
Mm-hmm.
Have I devalued my soul? And grace, grace will help me. Or really, I think I'll say it like this. Grace adds value to your soul.
Yeah.
And so I can, my self-esteem, really, it was raised to another level.
That's powerful.
Because of the grace of God.
Yes. It's almost like the grace of God. The grace of God is so beautiful, so magnificent, so like indescribable and immeasurable, like the love of God is, right? That it actually reveals the value of our soul. For God to extend as much grace to us as he's extended through Jesus and in every area of our lives, that reveals how much he must value us, doesn't it?
He values us. He values our unique souls. He values our unique challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I see the soul as this gigantic bow that continues to stretch and extend. And the farther you can allow it to stretch, once it releases the arrow, it adds more force to what's going on.
That's so good.
And I think that's what's happening right now in this conference, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You will just never understand how revelatory that message is that you preached about the soul. I mean, it could take a depressed person, and they can understand the grace of God, and your soul will immediately, like a sponge, absorb
eat
that
alive. Yeah, you eat that up. Because I think religion is like beats the soul down. Religion, with all the rules and all the you better do this, and if you do this, then God will do that. No wonder, you know what you talked about earlier today, that so many people are atheists in the world today. I'm an atheist. You know what? I don't believe in that God.
Yeah.
I don't believe in the God that religion has preached. I'm an atheist towards that God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have got to wake up to the fact that unless we can introduce the grace of God practically into the human soul, that people will stay oppressed and they'll stay damaged and they'll stay defeated. And religion tells people you're unworthy, you don't have worth, you don't have value, you're a worm. That's why God had to die for you. No. He died for you because he valued you.
Well, religion devalued our soul.
That's exactly right.
And it's taken the grace of God to really bring us where we need to be.
That's right.
And I'm just thrilled to know that I can feel good about me, even when somebody else doesn't feel good about
me. Amen to that.
I can feel good about me because of his grace. But religion has butchered, really, it's butchered your confidence.
Yes, exactly.
It's butchered your, you know, your self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's made you feel so unworthy. It made you feel like you're not enough. It made you feel like you deserve to be cursed. I mean, think about that. When somebody says, I deserve to be the way that I am. And so I'm just ready to be a extension of the grace of God. I want to get a revelation of Jesus, and I want to get a revelation that he values my soul so much that he died so I can have a greater value for my personality and my soul. And the church doesn't talk about personality.
No.
It doesn't talk about soul, because
the church tells people self-esteem and self-worth and personality, that's all the flesh, that's corrupt, that's self-centered. It's really the opposite, because until you understand your value, you'll be self-centered the rest of your life trying to obtain value from other things. You become a sponge for value that other people will give you and status will give you. But when you truly understand the value of your soul, you become a giver. You become a magnet to be a blessing to people.
It's devaluing your soul that causes you to be self-centered.
That's exactly right.
And I think we're on to something. I think the revelation you delivered to this Grace Life Conference, man, it's been amazing. I think a lot of people are gonna just really be set free to say it's okay to be me.
Yeah.
But allow grace to make you better than what you've been trying to make yourself.
And that's the part
that's good about it, is that I'm not limited to what I can be. I have access to God's grace, and He can cause me to be what I dream about being.
And what you always dream. And the dreams people have in their heart that get shattered through life and through religion and through damage, those dreams were God-given.
Oh, yeah.
And those dreams will get restored when you value your soul and understand the grace of God is the proof of how much God values you. Hey, look, we got to go, but for more information on the value of your soul and for the and for who you are and loving who you are, go to Creflo Dollar Ministries or go to Gregory Dickow Ministries. Check those out. Those are both places that you can get fed the value of your soul, who you are in Christ, who God made you to be, and that's when you're going to truly find fulfillment and peace. God bless.